Welcome back to Ask the Trade Pros, a show where a couple trade guys talk about trade stuff. We're here to answer your questions about your HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and other home systems so you can keep your home running smoothly. I'm Todd.
And I am Jordan. All right, today we have everybody's favorite. We are diving headfirst into the world of toilets. Not into the toilet, just the world of toilets.
Number twos.
Yes, everyone's favorite. No, I guess number one is their favorite, right? One of our listeners sent us some of these questions. What the heck is a wax ring and why do people need them? This is related to a toilet. What happens if your wax ring fails and what should you do? What do you do if your toilet is running constantly? And why does that happen? Obviously, you catch the running toilet, depending if it's sprinting or walking, but we'll talk about that in a second.
Let's start with the wax ring. What the heck is a wax ring? Okay, well,
it's a ring of wax. But what's a wax ring used for?
It is a ring of wax. You are absolutely 100% correct. It's a seal that goes between the toilet and your waste pipe. So on top of the waste pipe is what's called a toilet flange. And that's what has the bolts that mounts to your toilet. So the wax ring seals in between your toilet and that flange. Once you put the toilet on...
The flange being the hole in the ground.
The flange is the hole in the ground, correct. Yes, this isn't an outhouse there where it just goes into earth. There is actually a pipe down there. So the wax ring is meant to seal between the toilet and the waste pipe. So obviously your toilet has water in it. So without that wax seal, the water would leak out of the base of your toilet. So once that wax ring is compressed, it only allows the water to go into the waste pipe. So that's the purpose of the wax ring. The other purpose of it, obviously, is to prevent odors. So if you did not have a seal between your waste pipe and your toilet, you would get sewer gas smell.
So this is like a candle. I can get a scented wax ring?
Yes, you can get the sewer smell wax ring. Yeah. And once you get that, you may never want to get it again. Also, prevention of leaks. It can leak out of the base. If you have a backup and your wax ring fails, you'll get a leak coming out of the toilet, in which case it's always best to put a new wax ring on.
So these wax rings then don't last forever. If you've had a toilet in, you need to replace it on a regular basis, or how do I know when it's failed?
That's a good question. So I guess there's a lot of ways that you can tell.
Is there water coming out of the toilet?
Water would leak out of the base of the toilet. So if you have a loose flange or a rusting flange or the toilet wobbles back and forth, that's a sign of a failed wax ring. There's the obvious signs of water leaking out of the base, or if you have that sewer smell, that means you have a bad seal. So those are all signs of a bad wax ring. Obviously, if you realize you do have a bad wax ring, you're going to have to pull the toilet up, and I would highly recommend wearing gloves touching anything in between that toilet and in the drain pipe.
You mean those aren't probiotics?
For me, they are, yes.
This is something you also might want to let a professional do, depending on how capable you are. Toilets are not as light as they seem. The bolts can be fragile, pulling the flange out, all that stuff, especially on older homes, is not as straightforward as on newer homes. A lot of times the bolts are rusted, the flange is cracked, it's not a good match. There are several different types of wax rings, sizes, shapes, all that. You may not know which one you need to use based on your toilet. It is something that a consumer may do on their own, but if you're worried about it at all, you can call a professional. It's a relatively straightforward change out on a wax ring.
So we covered the wax ring and the purpose of that. Let's go into why your toilet would run constantly. Jordan,
it's fleeing someone?
Yes, it does have some nice running shoes, doesn't it? Well, I guess that'd be the wax ring.
Yeah. It could be a marathon or a sprinting toilet, but either way that it's running, most oftentimes it could be a seal, the flapper, the float, something internal mechanism for the toilet is broken. If you're not familiar with how a toilet works, there's a flapper in there that pops open, all the water rushes down. On a standard toilet, all the water rushes down.
When does that flapper open?
When you flush, when you pull the handle, or when it's broken, or when you push the button on newer toilets, or some of these even newer toilets, it's just automatic when you stand in front of it.
If you got
a nice $5,000 Toto toilet that has an automatic flush, every time you move, it flushes. But generally on most traditional toilets, it's when you pull the handle, or on the more common ones now, that they have the dual flush, which is, you know, one for number one and one for number two. Depending on how much water you want to use.
Two for number two.
Two for number two. Yeah, one for one, two for two. They keep that simple for us, don't they? The toilet, so if the handle could stick, the flapper could stay open, the flapper could be leaking, the float valve could be broken. There are numerous reasons why a toilet might run constantly. Start with the most common one. They want to just kind of jingle the handle, make sure the handle's not stuck or sticking in its position. That happens a lot. I was recently on a vacation where you had to push the button once for the toilet in the hotel to flush, and then you had to wait after you used it and push it again because otherwise it would run constantly because it's stuck continually. So it could be the handle. After you've checked the handle out, if the handle seems to be working fine, look inside and see if the flapper, the little rubber flapper that closes the hole, is opening and closing properly. What that does is when you pull the handle, it lifts up, floods water down the toilet, and when you release the handle, it is supposed to, with gravity, just fall back and cover the hole. But they don't always do that. They wear out. They get cuts in them. They get seal problems in them, similar to the bottom of the toilet where the water just wears them down. And then they just don't close completely. It's just a door that doesn't close completely, so water's leaking through it and constantly running. You can then check out the float. If all these things seem to be working properly, the floats do go bad. The float is a device that fills the toilet with water. They have a setting based on the height of the water to shut off and on, but like anything we have in the world, it breaks occasionally and you do have to replace them and change them. These are pretty straightforward things to fix. You can get toilet rebuild kits, you can get flapper replacements, you can get handle replacements, unless you have those super fancy toilets, because then it's all electronic and you can't really change that out yourself.
Yeah, so we covered toilets, wax rings, and problems, but let's talk about this. We've talked about this in previous episodes, but everything goes back to water supply, right, Jordan? And we talked about our last episode, water heaters and minerals and deposits, and at all times, that water is flowing through every pipe in your house, so it's going into your toilet as well. And guess what? Those minerals, they enter into your fill valve. So if you actually open up a fill valve and take it apart, there's this tiny little screen. So if any of those minerals or deposits clog that screen, just like an aerator on a faucet, you're going to get limited flow or no flow at all. And that's a big problem, especially here in Arizona. That's why I highly recommend on every house some sort of water treatment system. It protects everything, extends the life of your faucets, your toilets.
So what you're saying is everything that goes in the toilet, whether from us or from the water, is ruining the toilet?
Yes, absolutely. That is correct. Yeah. It's all related to us.
Well, there are several other issues we can cover on real quickly with toilets. There's a lot to toilets. These are the general maintenance things with toilets, but you can get different types of toilets. So that's something customers are interested in. I did have a customer. The standard toilet now is what they call ADA compliant. It's an 18-inch high toilet. It's easier to sit on. They have oval seats, but you can get round seats. You can get higher toilets, custom ordered higher toilets if you're a taller or larger individual. You can get the smaller ones if you're a smaller individual. They just don't sell them a lot. There's add-ons like a bidet and other things like that that help prevent the amount of stuff you put through your toilet, so you don't flush toilet paper and other items in there as much, because they do limit that. We'd also suggest don't put things that aren't supposed to be in the toilet down the toilet. This can affect the wax ring we were talking about earlier, as they go in there and they're not meant to flow down the pipes, and they do snag on stuff and hit things and damage things. Well, if you ever need help with anything to do with your toilet, whether it's how to fix it, how to replace it, not how to sit on it, not how to use it, or any other plumbing issues, we're happy to help you or call your local trade pro.
Thanks for joining us today. If you learned something new about toilets or liked what you heard, subscribe so you don't miss a future episode.
Have a question about your home, a good contractor joke? Leave us a voicemail or email and we may cover it in an upcoming episode. Check out the show notes for how to best reach us.
And as always, a huge thanks to Dunright Services for sponsoring this podcast and supporting our show.